13. As I was praying last Sunday night after church, Pastor Jamie came up to me and he said, "Come here, I want to talk to you." And he said, "You want to do next Sunday night?" And I was just kind of blowing off my rocker, like, "Holy cow, God! He already warned me about 3 weeks ago that I was going to end up being preaching soon. I didn't think it would be this soon, but God has a timing, a day and a time for a specific word to be spoken, appointed time." And the Lord gave me a word Tuesday afternoon when Pastor Jamie and I were in here praying, and we were just seeking the face of God for the church and for what God wanted to do in this place. And as I began to pray, I thought I had, you know, what God wanted me to preach on this Sunday night, but God, the Holy Ghost, began to speak to me. And the simple thing, he just said, one simple thing, he said, "Take off your shoes, for the very place you stand is holy ground." Tonight we're standing on holy ground. Whether we realize it or not, we're on holy ground. Our lives are holy ground. We're the temple of the Holy Ghost. And when we're the temple of the Holy Ghost, that means we belong to God. Wherever God's foot, wherever His presence is, it's His. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 24, verse 1, it says, "The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof and all the inhabitants therein." We're His. And tonight, what God has given me, the title of my message will be, "Loose off thy shoes, for the very place where you stand is holy ground." And I'm going to begin in Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15. And it says, "And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with a sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as the captain of the Lord of as the captain of the host of the Lord, am I now come? And Joshua fell to his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, God, we thank you and praise you for another beautiful day of life that you've given us, and for another beautiful time to be in your house. Father God, we thank and praise you for what you've done in this place already, Father God, and for what you're going to do tonight, Father God. Lord, we give you ourselves. We give you this service. Lord, we just ask you to have your way. And Father God, I just pray and ask in the name of Jesus that you would anoint my lips of clay. Father God, let your words flow out of me tonight. Father God, let it be nothing of myself. Let nothing be in your way of what you want to do, Lord. And Father God, we thank you and praise you for what you're going to do. Lord, I just ask in Jesus' name you give us ears to hear and hearts to receive. And we give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen. But tonight, God dealt with me about this. He said, "Joshua," he said, "when I was standing over here," he said, "loose, take off your shoes." He said, "everything that you've been holding on to," just this part where it says "loose off thy shoes," that means to let go of things that you hold on to. Things in life that everything that we hold so dear to our heart. You know, and it's like when God was dealing with me about this, I was standing over here and the Holy Ghost just began to deal with me. He said, "Why is there things in your life that you keep holding on to that I haven't called you to hold on to? Why are you running to this and that and you keep holding on to it, but you won't let it go?" And the Holy Ghost began to deal with me. He said, "Take off your shoes. Let go of these things." Because when God told Joshua to take off his shoes, that's a symbol of letting go of the things he held on to. Because God told Joshua in Joshua chapter 1 to be a good courage, to be strong and of a good courage, not to fear. Because see, here they were going into a new land. They're going into the promised land, a place that they've never been to. And God promised them this. And finally, here they are, they're going into it, and they're going in, they're going to, just because they're in their promised land doesn't mean that they're not going to have obstacles, doesn't mean they're going to have opposition, doesn't mean that they're going to have adversaries in the way to try to hinder them from taking all that God had promised them. and see the Spirit of God begin to speak to me. He said, take off your shoes, Joshua. He said, take off your shoes because the place you stand is holy ground. Holy means to be separate, set apart, consecrated. And see, the Spirit of God has called this church and this place to be consecrated unto Him. God has called us not to be in the same old place that we've been for the past 20 years. God's called us to a new level. He's calling us to a greater place. He's not calling us to stay in the wilderness. He's called us into the promised land. God's called this place to a greater place, a greater level in Him. And see, so many times we allow things in our lives to hinder us from all that God's got. But see, church, let me get real with you tonight. I don't know about you, but I don't want the same old, same old. See, I don't want to be standing in the wilderness wishing I could get to the promised land when God's already promised me the promised land. It's time to take off our shoes because the very place that we stand is holy ground. It's time to get rid of the garbage. It's time to get rid of the filth and the junk that we've allowed in our lives and let go of it and allow the Holy Ghost to have His way. It's time, church. So many times we hold back. We hinder the Spirit of God from moving. We do it. It's not the Spirit of God because God wants to move in this place. See, God's got greater things for Bethel Temple Christian Center. It's not going to be the same old, same old. It's not going to be like it once was in the wilderness a year ago. See, we're going in, we're taking the land, we're going to do what God's called us to do. But there's things in our lives that hinder us and keep us from all that God has for us individually and corporately. And it's time, church. See, the Spirit of God begin to deal with me. He dealt with me before he gave me this sermon. See, the messenger is going to get dealt with before he brings forth the message. And see, the Holy Ghost started dealing with me. He said, you're allowing this, and this to come in between you and me. And I was telling Pastor Jamie, I think it was about Thursday or Friday. See, I have this Xbox 360, and I was putting it before God, and the Holy Ghost told me to get rid of it. You know, I had a choice to make. I could have kept that thing and let it still be a hindrance in my life and come in between me and God, or I could let it go and step into what God's really got. Because why hold on to these material things? They're materialistic. They're not going to last forever. They're going to burn up. But see, what God wants for us is greater. It's eternal. It's forever. What God's going to do in this place is not just going to be a one-time thing. It's going to be an eternal thing because this place is going to be a beacon of light in Harrison County and in the state of West Virginia. And I believe it's going to be a beacon of light to the nations all across the world because they're going to come from the north, south, east, and west. And they're going to want to see what the Spirit of God is doing in this place because this place has went through some things. It's went through some battles. It's went through some trials. It's went through some hard times. But see, you stood still and you believed the Spirit of God. See, God made a promise to this church, and God's not a man that he shall lie, neither the son of man that he shall repent. What he said he'll do, and what he said will come to pass. And it's time, church, whatever it is that we're holding on to in our flesh, we need to let it go. Let go. That's what the Holy Ghost began to speak to me. He said, Joshua, let it go. Why are you hanging on? Why? What's the purpose? It's not going to do you any good. You're going to be miserable. You're not going to be where I want you to be. You're going to be right out in the, instead of being smack dab in the middle of my perfect will, you're going to be right outside looking in. He said, do you want what I have for you? Do you want to be who I've called you to be? You sit there and say it, but do you want it? And he said, Talus, take off your shoes. Take off your shoes. That's why I'm not preaching. This is the first time I've ever preached without shoes. But I'm being obedient to the Spirit of God. God told me, He said, take off your shoes. And God's speaking to this church tonight. Let go of the things. Take off your shoes. If we literally have to take off our shoes before we come into this sanctuary, do it. It's not, don't worry about what other people think. It don't matter. It don't matter what they think. God matters. What the Spirit of God wants to do in this place, what He wants to do individually and corporately matters. But so many times we allow these things to hinder us because we allow the devil to come in and just have a field day with us. And it's time to stop. We wonder why the Spirit of God moved this morning. And I'm telling you, I was here late. Brother John and Sister Pam came in here when I was in here praying. And it's nothing to myself, but I sought God's face. I sought God's face. And I told Pastor Jamie, I said, man, I'm going over. The Holy Ghost was dealing with me. Get over there and pray. Pray. Seek my face. Because we got to. We got to, guys. It's time, brothers and sisters. Why stand along the sides of the riverbank when there's rivers overflowing? Why stand like in Ezekiel chapter 47 where it goes from ankle deep, knee deep, waist deep to rivers of overflowing? Why do we want to stand on the riverbank? That's a sermon in itself. But I'm telling you, the Spirit of God is calling this place to a greater place. And it's time to let go of every hindrance, every distraction, everything that tries to keep us from all that God's got. Why do we want to hold on to this earthly garbage? This earthly filth, that's all it is. It's never going to amount to nothing. But the Bible says to build up, to store up treasures in heaven. It's time, church. It's time to be who God's called us to be. It's time to be like Joshua and take off our shoes because we're standing on holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. Even the Greek word for holy is hieros, which means to be separated, sacred, set apart for God. That's serious when it means to be separated for God. God's called this church to be different. We're not going to be like all these other churches or all these mega churches on TV. I could care less. I want what God has for this church. I want what God has for me individually and for this church corporately because the Spirit of God is about to unleash in this place like we have never seen before. The time of talk is over and the Holy Ghost is about to move. He's about to unleash like we have never seen Him unleash before. We pray and we pray and we talk about revival. The time of talk is over with. It's time to get after it. It's time to put our hands to the plow and it's time to get after it because the Spirit of God is moving in this place. We think that this morning was great. God's got greater. God's got greater, Pastor Jamie. I'm telling you that it's time, us limiting God and putting Him in a little box is over with. You see what God did in Joshua's life, what He did with the children of Israel as He took them into the promised land. They took it all that God promised them. They took it all. They didn't stand back and wait for Joshua to do it all. They got in one mind, one accord, just like the day of Pentecost, because when they got in one mind, one accord, things happened. That's why the Spirit of God poured out on the day of Pentecost, because they got in one mind, one accord, because they let go of the things that held them bound. They let go of the things that kept them from what God's got for them. It's time, church. It's time to be who God's called us to be. It's time to take off our shoes, because where we stand is holy. We serve a holy God. God said in Leviticus chapter 19, verse 2, and even Leviticus chapter 20, verses 7 and 26, He said, "For I, the Lord your God, am holy. Be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." It's not He's just holy. We're called to be holy. See, we're the temple of the Holy Ghost. Time to get rid of the junk. Get rid of the filth, whether it's a TV show, whether it's music, whatever it may be, whatever it is that we're putting before God, we need to get rid of it. It's time to take off our shoes. It's time to loosen the sandals. It's time to let go of everything that we've held on to that's been like a security blanket in our lives. And let God be our security blanket. Let His Spirit dwell in us. See, Pastor Jamie was praying, breathe into us. because the Bible even talks about it in Genesis. I believe it's Genesis chapter 2 where it says that God breathed into the nostrils of man and man became a living being. He breathed in. He didn't breathe on. The Spirit of God is breathing into this place. He's breathing into us because the things that are about to happen, because there's a greater anointing that's coming to this place, a greater anointing. There's a greater calling than what we realize that God's placed on this church. See, we just think we're just called to be the church and we're supposed to be these happy-go-lucky people. That's not what God's called us to be. This is to be a haven of hope. This is to be a place of refuge where people can find healing, where they can come, the ones that are brokenhearted, that the brokenhearted can get their healing. They can get their restored, where they can get what they need, where the drug addict can come and get healed, delivered, and set free, where he can come and he can find the real high, where he can find that there's no high like the Most High. Because there's nothing in this world that can deliver and set them free. Only the Spirit of the living God can set them free from the drug addiction, from the porn addiction, from all these addictions. Only Jesus can do it. Not some rehab place. I'm telling you now, this should be the rehab place. This is where they should come. Right here, the house of God. It's time, church. It's time that we stop sitting on our backsides and start being who God's called us to be. And this church is little by little seeing things happen because we've been praying, we've been seeking the face of God. But it's God's calling us to a greater place in Him, a greater anointing, where when people, before they even hit the doors of the church, man, they get healed, delivered, and set free before they even get into the sanctuary, that they come running in testifying about what the Lord's done. See, it's time that we start praying. It's time that we start seeking God in a greater way, that we just don't do this little half-hour doodah of praying. Let's press in. Let's seek His face. Let's not stand in the outer courts, but let's go into the Holy of Holies where He's at. It's time. It's time to not be afraid about going in, because God hasn't called us. He hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. And see, when I was praying last night, I could feel that spirit. See, the devil's trying to fight, hold back some of you with fear, trying to torment your mind. Fear has torment. See, I know what that's like because I've been there. I know what it's like. But see, that was one of the things God told me that I had to get rid of. He said, loose your shoes. Get rid of the fear. I ain't called you to be in fear. I haven't called you to walk in doubt. I haven't called you to walk in insecurity. And see that so many times we allow those things to come in between us and God, and we don't even realize it. And see, God wants to get rid of all the junk so He can have His perfect way. And see, things are about to happen, Bethel Temple. See, things are about to happen. See, this is just the beginning of what God's about to do. Pastor Jamie and I were talking, and I said, something's going to happen Sunday. Something's going to happen. The Spirit of God's going to do something like we ain't never experienced before. He did it. He did it. But there's greater. There's a greater level. We can go deeper in Him. Let's not just stand along the sides of the riverbank. Let's not just scratch the surface. Let's go to the deeper depths of God. Let's get hungry. Let's get after it. Let's pray and let's seek His face. Let's get rid of the junk and the filth that keep us and hold us bound and let go of it and allow the Spirit of God to take it and set us free from it. Because God hasn't called His people to be walking around in bondage. He didn't call us to walk around with shackles on our feet. See, there's that song, take the shackles off my feet so I can dance, because I want to praise You. You can't praise Him if you got shackles and things that keep hindering you and holding you back. You got to begin to praise Him, even as that song by Casting Crowns says, praise Him in the storm, even when you don't feel like it. We got to praise Him. He's worthy. He's a holy God, and He's worthy of all our praise. Not just some. He's worthy of everything, every fiber of our being. He is worthy of it all. And see, God's about to take this place to a place we ain't never seen. you think this was just nice. This was nice. It's not even scratching the surface what God's about to do in this place. You can take that to the bank, Pastor Jamie Gizzy, because I'm telling you now, what God's about to do in here, it's just going to blow people's minds. They're going to stand in awe because of the Spirit of God. Because some of them are going to stand back and say, I remember when this place was like this, this, and this. But it's not. You can't look back at the past. The past is the past. And see, so many times people are going to bring that up. But we can say now, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Look where God's brought us from. Out of the depths, out of the pits, out of the miry clay, and set our feet upon a rock. See, God made a promise to this church, and He's keeping it. He's not going to go back on that promise. It will come to pass. And what God's promised this each and every one of you individually is going to come to pass. God said it. He has to perform it. It's like the Lord showed me. He said, Joshua, when I speak a word and it comes out of my mouth, I have to perform it. Because if I don't, that makes me a liar. He said, I have to perform it. And see, God's going to perform those things He said He's going to do in your life, Brother J.R. And what He's promised you, Murph, and what He's promised you, Pam, what He's promised each and every one of you, the Spirit of God is about to unleash in this place. Get ready. Get ready, Bethel Temple Christian Center, because this place is going to be a hub for where people are going to come in. They're going to get what they need. Because we choose to let go. We choose to loosen our shoes and allow the Spirit of God to let go of the heavy burdens. Because that's something that the Lord showed me last night when I was praying. He said, there's heavy burdens, people that come in here continually that are heavy laden. Why? Why? Take off your shoes for the very place you stand is holy ground. Let go of it. Don't worry. The cares of this life don't matter. Let it go. Let Jesus take it. Allow Him. Allow the Spirit. Allow the Holy Ghost to do whatever He wants with you. However He wants with you. And whenever He wants with you. It don't matter if it's in Walmart. It don't matter wherever you're at. Allow the Holy Ghost to do it. See, it's time, church. It's time to get after it. It's time to get after and go after God. It's time to seek His face like never before. We're about to see greater things. Greater things. This is not just some fairy tale. It's not just a figment of our imagination. What God said He's going to do, He's doing it. It's already in motion. And so what the Lord showed me, He said, things are in motion and you don't even realize what I'm doing behind the scenes. Get ready. Get ready, Bethel Temple Christian Center. Get ready. Because God's calling us to a greater level in Him. Where people, God's preparing us, because when those souls start coming in through those doors, we got to be ready to minister to them. We can't have this filth and junk in our lives because it'll hinder us from ministering to them. It's time. It's time to get rid of it. All of it. Tonight, whatever it may be, the altar's open. Get up here, whatever it is. Let it go. Lay it down at the feet of Jesus. See, repentance means, when I was studying out the word repentance, it means to have a changed mind. It's not a 360 turn. It's a 180 turn. When you come up here and you lay it down at the feet of Jesus, you turn and walk away from it. Don't go back to it. When you lay it down tonight, don't pick it back up. It ain't worth it. It'll be seven times worse than what it was the first time. I know what that's like because I've done that countless times, and it's not worth it. And God got real. He got face to face with me. He said, take off your shoes. Take them off. Take off those heavy things. Take them all off. Let them go because it's not worth it. Do we want to be who God's called us to be? Do we want what God's called us to have? Do we want to be the church He's called us to be? Do we want to go into that promised land and all that God's got for us? Or do we want to sit around, talk about it, and wish about it? Tonight, the choice is up to us. It's up to us. Do we want what God, all that God has? Tonight, if you're here, no matter what it is, whatever is holding you back from being who God's called you to be, whatever it is that's coming in between you and God, run to the altar and lay it down at the feet of Jesus. Don't worry about the person next to you or what this person across the church will think or this person or that person will think. It doesn't matter. The only one that matters is what Jesus says. What does he think? What does he want? It doesn't matter what anybody else wants or thinks. It's time, church. It's time for us to be who God's called us to be. It's time. About all I got, Pastor Jamie.